Paul, can you start with an update on Perreault, please?
Yeah, he's out tonight. I don't have any expectation that he'll be available for Columbus, so we're hopeful that when he gets back from the All-Star break, he's feeling better. Yeah, we'll stay with that.
What was the mood in the room in that second intermission after he was hurt? How did everybody regroup?
So, and you know, but in a room when a guy goes down, I mean, there's not 10 guys hanging around the training room. Everybody continues on. We made the adjustment with the lines. They've been at it and seen versions of injuries go down. I don't know that our game changed at all. I thought we had good compete start to finish, so that we stayed pretty focused with the game.
Paul's team's often talked about good penalties and their willingness to kill off good penalties. When you look at Anthony Peluso's move to go after Bickle there after he was running around, what do you make of that penalty, and would you consider that one a good penalty?
The only penalties that we don't like are positional. They're caused by being out of position, so that would be a mental penalty, or something lazy. You get in behind a guy and your stick's not where it's supposed to be. We take penalties that you don't like, but I put them in a compete category. Matthew Perreault's penalty, the tripping penalty, the second one in Dallas, is a penalty where he can easily take a different route. He doesn't have to go try to hit that guy, finish the check, and then there's no penalty. But he's trying to hit the guy. He's trying to finish his check, and his legs get, and it's a tripping penalty. And you could say, well, that's an undisciplined penalty. We take those. Finish your check, do your job, compete as hard as you can. Sometimes things get away from you. That was Anthony's read on the game. Thought it was a pretty good read. I didn't have a problem with the hits or clean, but clearly they're making a statement that they've come out to be more physical in the first period. And Anthony made a statement that we were willing to do that. Good kill after it. Nicely done.
You've been in the league for a long time. Do you see a clean hit on an elite player, an automatic kind of retribution? With Wheeler.
So much of it is the time of year. You get into the playoffs, everybody takes hits, everybody gives them. You got to do. But time of the year, you need to feel certain players have to have some protection in the way that they play. Score of the game is important. Where you're at is important. Sometimes you got to take those you don't like it to get the win because you can't put yourself in the box. Sometimes you got to make sure everybody knows that you won't take those.
Has it always been like that, or is that something that's relatively?
Oh, it's far more peaceful now. In the last 3 or 4 years, there was a stretch of games where, and it was early in the year, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that just seemed there was a fight after every good clean hit, right? And that seemed to cause a big problem. But 15 years ago, I mean, that was, there would be consternation if there wasn't a fight after that hit. So it's a far more peaceful game, kinder, gentler world.
Coach, you just answered Jeff's question by saying it's the time of year, but to my recollection, your team's been doing that sort of thing since the first game in Phoenix this year.
Right. It's that time of year.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
The first 82, I don't know, maybe you close it off in around game 50, 60, 82. You are who you are as a team, and you have to be true to that. So we're trying to build that connection with our players in the locker room. A teamness. And when you're in that process, that everybody takes care of everybody, I think you see it maybe a little bit more, and we're fine with that.